USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy now calls Pelosi's partisan January 6th panel a sham. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled two of the five Republican lawmakers from investigating.
Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republicans, we will not participate. We will run our own investigation.
Pelosi in a statement said, I must reject the recommendations of Representative Banks and Jordan to the Select Committee. The unprecedented nature of January 6 demands this unprecedented decision. End quote. The Chinese government rejected a second phase of the World Health Organization's investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Calls into the possibility of the virus leaking from a Wuhan lab continue to grow. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman said the government had cooperated fully with the initial investigation and refuted allegations that researchers had been denied access to any locations or data. The lab continues to do business in Wuhan, China. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Texas is taking bids to complete the border wall, Dan Naraki explains.
Last month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that his state would build a wall on the border with Mexico. The Texas Facilities Commission is reportedly preparing to begin to take bids for the project. Governor Abbott tells Newsmax TV that the project is advancing quickly, and it appears they'll be able to get the building done at a smaller price tag than first thought.
I gotta tell you, it's advancing faster than I thought it would, and there's an easy explanation for it. The first thing we do is we hire a program manager who oversees the entire project, and we have to send that out for bids and things like that. But the reason why it's happening faster is because we have already received a lot of information from companies and businesses that built the wall under the Trump administration or offered bids to do so. And so we're not having to invent the wheel. We're just having to apply the wheel that's already been invented. And with the land that we already have available to us, it looks like it will be costing Texas a whole lot less than it did the Trump administration.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled two of the five Republicans from the GOP selection to investigate January 6th. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy now calls Pelosi's partisan panel a sham.
Denying the voice of members who have served in the military. Jim Banks, a Navy veteran who served in Afghanistan. Serves on HASC, chair of the largest caucus, the Republican Conference. And law enforcement, as well as a leader of a standing committee. Jim Jordan isn't ranking of just his first committee. He's done it before. Jim Jordan has served on select committee and serves on one now. Made it undeniable this panel has lost all legitimacy and credibility. And it shows exactly what I warned back at the beginning of January, that Pelosi would play politics with this. For more than 6 months, you have a better example of the Senate. Bipartisan. Schumer didn't pick who went on as the Republicans. They already have the report done by two different committees. Two main questions. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared for that day when they knew on December 14th they had a problem? And what have we done to make sure that never happens again? Pelosi has created a sham process. Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republicans, we will not participate. But we think it's too important. Why would they jeopardize the lives of the Capitol Police? We will run our own investigation.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.